One of Michigan's most popular tourist areas is the subject of a lawsuit that could turn hundreds of square miles into an Indian reservation. The area includes several cities, including Petoskey and Harbor Springs. The federal district court suit is expected to take years to play out in court, especially as the losers appeal to higher courts. To learn more about this suit and what could happen as a result, I spoke with reporter Garrett Ellison. He's covering the story for MLive.
Well, the Little Traverse Bay Band wants the state to recognize what they say was a reservation created by treaties that the federal government signed with predecessor tribes in 1836 and 1855. And what it is it's 337 square miles of land in Emmett County and Charlevoix County. It's most of Emmett County and a lot of the northern part of Charlevoix County, plus a couple islands in the Beaver Island chain.
The tribe's attorney, Jim Bransky, says this is not about getting land back. What is it about? What's motivating the tribe here? Do you know?
Well, it's not entirely clear what's motivating the tribe other than a sort of a desire to reassert their jurisdiction over ancestral homeland. It's what they're saying. They're saying they're not seeking title to private land. So if you're a private property owner up there and you're not a member of the tribe, he's saying we're not coming after your property. But what the tribe wants to do is make this wide swath of northern, the tip of the Mitt, an Indian reservation, which in effect makes it a kind of sovereign nation under the jurisdiction of the tribe in Michigan. It would be the largest Indian reservation like that in the state. And it would create quite a jurisdictional confusion, at least initially, if the reservation was created.
Is that the primary impact here? I mean, they're seeking tribal jurisdiction of this area. What exactly does that mean?
Well, tribes exercise a kind of sovereignty over their land. They're really not bound to local and state law. Most federal law is what they're bound to. So, you know, they wouldn't, if you're a tribal member, they would sort of control issues of land use, zoning, construction permitting, environmental protection, taxation, business fees, that sort of thing. A lot of this is sort of, it's hard to say what the impacts are. But the lawyers that are opposing this are saying the tribe could impose additional taxes and fees, approve policies that would allow the proliferation of slot machines through the area. Could allow, there's tribes out west that are using their sovereignty to grow marijuana. You know, there's some question as to if you were a non-tribal member engaged in a contractual business relationship of some sort with an Indian who was a part of the tribe, and that went to court, it would automatically go to tribal court, and that's has very different civil procedure, appellate process, different transparency levels. There's a, potentially some criminal matters that would could you could end up in tribal court. And it'll be opposing parties, the defendants in this case, are arguing that this sort of jurisdictional uncertainty will discourage investment in the area, and that people who want to open a business but don't have that sort of guaranteed lock of zoning and building codes and that's been developed through state and local law over the last 160 years, they'll go elsewhere. They'll open their business in the southern part of Charlevoix, or they'll go on to Walden Lake, or they'll just avoid the area in general.
We'll point out that at 337 square miles, it would become, as you've said, the largest reservation in Michigan, currently the 328 square miles of the Lac Vieux d'Isere Reservation in Gogebic County on the Michigan-Wisconsin border is the largest. What can you tell us about how Judge Paul Maloney is handling this case?
This summer, he bifurcated the case, and essentially he split it in half, and the first half of the case The expert witness reports, essentially the historians for either side, next summer, their reports are due. And the first half of the case is tackling the question of whether or not these treaties in the 1800s did in fact create a reservation, as the tribe is claiming. And so there will be a lot of historical interpretation as to what the Indians at the time thought that they were getting from the U.S. government. Mm. That's essentially the way that this will be, the lens that this will be viewed from. If Judge Maloney decides that there was a reservation created, the second half of the case gets into the untangling this new layer of jurisdiction and how whether or not the tribe will adopt local zoning or decide that it's not interested in adopting local zoning. I think that's one of the big concerns. You know, Harbor Springs is within this disputed reservation boundary, and it's sort of known for being this quaint small town that's kept McDonald's out of, you know, the quaint downtown area.
Okay.
And they're saying that, okay, well, if the tribe is in control of the land use governance, they could, any tribal member could buy a piece of property downtown and sell it to McDonald's and put up a McDonald's. And all this time we've spent trying to keep these chain restaurants out of our little sewers downtown, we'll just solve for naught.
We're discussing a lawsuit filed by the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians seeking to have 337 square miles of land in the northern lower peninsula of Michigan declared an Indian reservation. Local governments and property owners in and near Petoskey worry that it could have a big impact on how the area is governed and what might happen to property values. Our guest is MLive reporter Garrett Ellison. What are local governments in the area saying, Garrett?
Well, the attorney for the city of Petoskey, Jim Murray, he's essentially saying we don't really know what the impacts are right now at this stage. He said it could impact taxes, law enforcement, environmental issues, building codes, liquor licenses, things of that nature. He's saying the tribe, they didn't limit the scope of potential impact in their lawsuit. So it's not entirely clear exactly what they're going after, other than they want jurisdiction over this area. Their criticism is that the claims in dispute are general in nature, that the tribe says the state is violating the Indian Child Welfare Act by exercising authority over child custody issues in this area and not exempting tribal members from state income tax in this area. But it's not citing any specific instances of that. So the local attorneys are saying, well, you know, we think there's more here that's not being disclosed. We think there's more behind this that the tribe isn't saying.
What are property owners saying about this?
They're not happy about this. They are concerned. They're concerned that it could impact property values, impact investment in the area. The claimed reservation boundary includes 103 miles of Michigan shoreline, essentially the entire Lake Michigan coast of Emmett County. So the people who own property in that area are not likely to be happy that there's another layer of jurisdiction that they would have to deal with in order to do things with their property. Now, the tribe is essentially saying, you know, these jurisdictional confusions could all be worked out through intergovernmental agreements, cooperation agreements of the sort that were figured out in the Saginaw-Chippewa case a few years ago that created an Indian reservation in the Mount Pleasant area. And there was more than a dozen intergovernmental agreements that spelled out how law enforcement and child custody and taxation, nuisance law, and other jurisdictional issues are handled in Isabella County.
Has Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette weighed in?
His office has answered the lawsuit. They dispute that there was a reservation created, but they're not commenting on the story.
MLive reporter Garrett Ellison is covering the story of a lawsuit filed by the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians seeking to have 337 square miles of land in the northern lower peninsula of Michigan declared an Indian reservation. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Mark.